the run defense, how critical is Fletcher Cox and the importance of him?
You know, what's nice is with Fletcher is that now we have two groups that can stop the run. You know, the important thing is that both groups that go in have to be able to stop the run so that they can be rotated. I mean, you know, when you take him him and Cedric, you know, that's two pretty big guys, you know, really probably two of our bigger players. And they both have done a good job, just like Cullen and Derek inside.
How offense is adjusted their game plan to get you guys to account for the pass rush the way that the players keep coming in?
I think the biggest thing is, before, even last year, you know, people would try to chip and keep seven guys to protect, you know, whether it's man protection or slide protection, you know. But I think the biggest deal is just the timing for the quarterback, you know, that's different. You know, I think we talked about, I don't know, Les, Paul, you guys remember that we always talk about five plant and five hitch. And I've always said to you, if a quarterback takes five plant or five hitch, you know, no rush is going to get there. I mean, you may be lucky and hit the quarterback, but you're not going to get there. We talked about that. So what you're doing is you're seeing the quarterbacks throw on time more, make sure that the ball's getting out on a plant or a hitch. Well, the Steelers, we're playing them this Sunday, so they're the best we've ever faced. You know, I think that's important to understand, you know, and they're very talented, they're very confident, they're playing, really the quarterback, Ben, is playing with a lot of confidence. He's a competitor, man. He's tough, you know. You can see the way he plays ball, you know. He loves competition, you know, and the thing that we have to be able to take care of, and I think we saw it our first the first series, you know, he was able to extend plays. You know, we had a 3rd and 9 and 3rd and 11, and he broke out of the pocket and was able to extend plays and was able to throw the ball. And one, he got it down where it was 4th and 1. The other one made the first down. So that's what we got to be able to take care of.
Steelers team's trying to beat on both teams.
You know what? I think what ends up happening is certain – you know, when you have Namdi on one side and you have Dominique on the other side, I think, and then some people, just their passing game involves the inside part. They may not throw the ball outside as much. It just depends on the package. And then I think it's a couple of things. You know, you have two Pro Bowl type corners on the outside, and then you have a rookie. I mean, it's not Boykin's fault that it's his first year in the NFL. You know, Howie did a great job, you know, when they scouted him. I mean, you know, I met his parents this past weekend. I can see why, you know, he's the individual that he is. His parents did a great job. You know, besides being a talented young man, he's very confident. He works hard. He's here in the morning, every morning at 7:30 studying. And so those are the qualities that he has, and it's not his fault. It's his first year in the NFL.
I've been surprised by the play of Kendricks. I mean, it seems like he's out there for just about every play now.
You know what? The thing with Michael Nall, we're not surprised. You know, again, Howie and the scouting department, I mean, they talked about Michael, you know, the way. And I think the key is Michael's playing the way he played in college, you know, and he's having a lot of fun. And, again, I go back to Miko. Miko's really helped him as far as his growth as a professional.
Just as far as Michael goes, is there one thing, some kind of an intangible that's really helped him play more like a veteran?
Well, you know what? Let's say, how much does a heart weigh? Do you know how much a regular heart weighs? How much?
3 pounds.
But you know what? His heart got to be about 10 pounds. You know, I don't know if that says enough, but I know you catch what I'm trying to say. I mean, you know, he's got a big heart. You know.
With the way Roethlisberger plays, particularly extending plays, well, passing on. What do you tell the defensive players about finishing the play, but also trying to avoid, you know, 15 yards for a late hit?
Well, you know, the thing is, we have scramble rules, you know, that we talk about in training camp. So we go back. Matter of fact, we just did this morning. We went through the first series, you know, in the preseason was a good example. And we talk about what we have to do. We have rules, too. Just like the offense has scramble rules, We have rules. Except for us, it's hard. The temptation when you see the quarterback running to the line of scrimmage, it's easy to come off the wide receivers, where you cannot come off the wide receivers until the quarterback crosses the line of scrimmage. And then you avoid the big plays. You know, he may scramble and he may get 8 or 9 or 5 or 10. But if you come off your guy, you know, that could be a touchdown.
Well, and do you have to rush him any differently because of his ability to find those inside lanes?
You know what, Paul? The way Wash rushes, I mean, every week he tries to rush properly. You know, he tries to rush the protection. So, really, I mean, the key is doing that consistently every play. I mean, that's really the goal. His goal for his group is being able to rush the protection correctly every play.
Juan, what is it about Jamar that he always seems to find his way on the field? You run at different positions and he competes and always finds a way to.
He's an athlete. You know, he's an athlete. I mean, he can run. You know, he's explosive. And that's what gives him an opportunity. He's got good size. He can run. And that's what gives him an opportunity to get on the field.
Well, the way the defense is playing this year, just generally holding on to leads, do you feel any vindication personally from the criticism of last year?
You know what? This is a day-by-day process. And it's a day-by-day process for a defense. You know, we talked about this on Sunday that, you know, our defense wants to be the best defense in the NFL. That's their goal. Well, to be the best defense in the NFL, you have to win the Super Bowl. So for us right now, it's one day at a time. Our practice this afternoon is very important. You know, we're going to work on nickel, which the Pittsburgh Steelers are the number one team in third down. So this afternoon's practice is going to be a very intense practice for us so that we can get better, so we can win third down, because they are the best in the NFL.
How much of a leadership role does Kirk Coleman play in this defense? As he kind of progressed in the 3 years that he's been here.
You know, Kurt, again, you know, you talk about big hearts. You know, Kurt is one. I mean, he was a captain at Ohio State. I mean, sometimes when you see him come up and deliver blows, you say, there's no way that little body can deliver punishment like he does. So I think for me, Kurt's always seemed like been an overachiever. You know, he's always working to prove people that believe in him right. You know, so I think now, you know, he just has a lot of confidence. I think really the key is he understands what we're trying to do. You know, we've talked about this before, the OTAs, you know. You have coverages. Within every coverage, unfortunately, there's a weakness to the coverage. But what happens is you may have 5 or 6 coverages. We have a few more than that. But every coverage takes away certain things. And Kurt right now is to the point where he understands that, okay, we're using this coverage to take this away. But we know that this is a weakness. So they catch the ball here, we'll tackle it for 3 or 4 yards, and we'll go to the next play. But now we have this. And there's certain times during the game where the coverage call is on Kurt. He can change the coverage from whether we're playing man coverage to zone. So we've gotten to that point with him.
Where would this defense be without Namdi in the way this year?
Well, I think you look at it with both corners. You know, you when you talk about Namdi and you talk about Dominique, I think they're both having really good seasons. And before we talk about the things that we talk about in our room, is first thing we talk about is we win first down. That means 3 or less yards. And then we talk about stopping the run. Well, when you stop the run, you have to have 8 guys in the box, or you have to have 7 guys versus a 1-back set. Well, what that means is that your corners are basically on an island. And I think if you go through and you see that our corners are basically on an island almost every play, and they've done a great job of handling that. And with that being said, I mean, let's face it, you know, when you're on an island like that, you know, you're going to give up some plays, but we all understand that. We understand what we're trying to get tight coverage, all right, to put pressure on the offenses, and sometimes we're going to give up a play. We don't want to, but that happens.
Okay. Thanks, Juan.